There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Pickets, your Friday, June 21st edition. We got a 14-gamer on tap tonight. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. Pat Bain in the member Discord at the Quant Edge had a great one. Took on 20K, second place in the $15 tournament over there on DraftKings. So big night, big shout out to Pat on that one. If you want to join up over at thequantedge.com, get $10 off the rest of the season package get the season for $74.99. For using promo code Bubba. Gets you all the articles, all the tools, and the member Discord, where there's always people in there chatting it up. $74.99, rest of season, promo code Bubba. If you want to just try out the all sports package for your first month for $19.99, use promo code Bubba, gets you that, and gets you all the best ball NFL stuff going on, as there's more and more content coming out that way to get you NFL, baseball, the works for $19.99 for the first month. Or use a 5-day trial for $5 using promo code Bubba. So go check it out, thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba. Also, if you get a rating review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it, as it would help me out a ton. Take a couple minutes out of your day. Would really appreciate it. All right, let's get in to the totals on this 14-game slate. Braves Nationals, 9. Astros Yankees, 9.5. Marlins Phillies, 8.5. Padres Pirates, 8.5. Tigers Indians, 8. Jays Red Sox, 8.5. White Sox Rangers, 11.5. Reds Brewers, 9. Angels Cardinals, 9. Twins Royals 10, Giants D-backs 10, Rays A's waiting on that one because of the opener, Orioles Mariners 9, Rockies Dodgers 7.5, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of the 13 current totals are 9 or higher. When you look at team totals, it gets even better. You have Texas, Boston are both over 6, White Sox, Twins, Arizona, Phillies, Yankees are all over 5, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, totals over 5 team totals. Lots of offense yet again on another MLB DFS slate, but let's kick it off with the pitchers. 9K and above, you got Chris Sale leads the way at $12,000 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Before we get there, some weather for you to talk about. Miami at Philadelphia, blowing in from left field at 12 miles an hour. Could be a bump to pitching. Atlanta, Washington, blowing in from left field about 12 miles an hour. San Diego, Pittsburgh, blowing out to right center about 10 miles an hour. White Sox, Texas, blowing in from right field about 16 miles an hour, but still pretty warm there. Minnesota, Kansas City, high total because of bad pitching and wind blowing out to left field about 13 miles an hour, and it's really hot, really humid, very good hitting conditions. And then LA and St. Louis blowing in from right field about 12 miles an hour, but hot and humid there too, so should be very interesting. Knock on wood, no real rain concerns this evening. All right, back to Chris Sale at 12,000 at home against Toronto. Faced Toronto early this year, got shelled. But of late, Sale's been very, very good. 29, 33, 51, 21. Some really good starts there for Sale. He's been a lot on the road quite a bit. But faces a Toronto Blue Jays team that strikes out almost 25% of the time. First left-handed pitching, Chris Sale's a -330 home favorite, which is outstanding. 36% K rate of his own. Toronto's got a team total of 2.4 by far. The lowest on the slate. Lefty's 246, righty's 271. So Chris Sale, if you want to pay up, really good spot. I don't think you need to pay up there. Toronto's actually been kind of sneaky of late. They've been really, really bad or really, really good. So you never know. But Chris Sale at 12 is a great play. Just not sure you need to pay up that much. Save the money for the bats. You had Trevor Bauer at 11-1 at home against Detroit, coming off a complete gamer shutout his last time for 43 DraftKings points. He's faced Detroit twice this year. 14 2/3 total innings, 4 earned, 15 Ks. He's averaging 27.5 points per start against the Detroit Tigers. That'd be a thing of beauty. He's got 43, 21, 17, 21, 21 in his last five. So things are getting a little better. Even when he gets rocked around, he seems to go deep into games, throws a ton of pitches, and gets it done for you. He's facing a Tigers team with a 26% strikeout rate. He's got a 26% K rate of his own. Lots to like there. And Detroit has the third lowest team total at 3.3. Lefties 279, righties 269. And Detroit's only got a 293 wOBA versus right-handed pitching. So lots to like there with Trevor Bauer in this matchup against the Detroit Tigers. Walker Buehler, if you want to save some more money, 10,800 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Now, the Rockies are swinging a very, very good stick right now. Buehler's faced him once this year, five innings, three hits, one earned, four Ks for 18 points. But of late, Buehler 27, 34, 41 in his last three, had an 8.5 against the Mets, and then a 24, a 21, a 27, a 27. He's been pitching really, really well, looking like that Walker Buehler everybody wanted of late, facing a Rockies team that strikes out a little over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and they have the second lowest team total on the slate at 3.2. Lefties 287, righties 276 off Buehler, but the Rockies do have a 339 wOBA and a 202 ISO versus right-handed pitching, so they hit him well. They even got to Greinke a little bit, not a ton, but when you're paying that much for a pitcher, you don't want a little bit, you want none. So keep that in mind with Walker Buehler. Last but not least, over 9,000, you have Matt Boyd at 9,700. I think there's a lot of upside here against the Cleveland offense that's not that good. He's faced him once this year, six innings, one earned, six Ks for 23.3 points. He's averaging over 22 points on the road. He had a hiccup at Kansas City his last time out with him. Prior to that, 20, 20, 29, 23, 18, a hiccup, 25, 29, 23. Nothing's ever a lock, but he's basically got 20-point-plus upside on almost every start he goes out there. There's always going to be hiccups from time to time, but Cleveland strikes out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Boyd's got a near 31% K rate and 38% ground ball rate going right now. And it's a Cleveland offense that has a team total of 4.75, which is quite surprising to me, to be honest. Lefties hit 253, righties only 286. Cleveland does have a 326 wOBA and a 179 ISO versus lefties. They've improved on that quite a bit. But as a whole, Boyd's been very, very good. And I think he'll be way overlooked up top here. And I think he gets some low ownership with some big-time upside in this situation. So ranking my top plays above 9K, I got Bauer 1, because Detroit's that bad. Boyd 2, Sale 3, Buehler 4. That's where I'll be looking at my pitching if I'm paying up. If I'm saving up in the 7 and 8K range, you got Mike Leake at $8,700. That is an insane price tag for Mike Leake. Until you realize Mike Leake's been actually pretty good of late. He's got a 2.95 home ERA, averaging 18 points per start at home. His last few starts, 25-6 at Oakland, 17-6 at Minnesota, 30 at home against Houston, 16-8 against home against the Angels, couple hiccups at Oakland, at Texas, back home against Oakland, 25-4. So some good things to look at there. And the biggest thing is he's facing the Baltimore Orioles. It's an offense that has a little pop from time to time, but also strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Leak, not a huge strikeout guy, but of late, part of the reason why he's been getting those extra DraftKings points, he has 7, 6, and 5, 5 or more Ks in 3 straight starts, which is big for Mike Leake, and Baltimore will help push that envelope. He has a 47% ground ball rate as well. Baltimore, when you look at their team total, it's 4.2. It's like the 7th lowest on the slate, or tied for 6th lowest. Lefties 345, righties 354 off Leake. A lot of that was early on in the season. But the Orioles only have 296 wOBA and a 163 ISO versus right-handed pitching. It's very, very bad. We nailed Wade LeBlanc last night. I love targeting lefties versus the Orioles. But righties obviously can be targeted too, just for that strikeout upside. There's a lot to like there with Mike Leake. Obviously, it's not super sexy, but there's upside there. Griffin Canning, $8,500 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Canning's very, very good. Just doesn't seem to have a high ceiling yet, but a really good floor. So a pretty good cash game play. 15-3, 13-3, 16, 19, or basically 20, 16, 27, a hiccup, 23, 13. So basically 13 or more points in almost every start with 20-plus point upside is Griffin Canning. And he's facing a really bad St. Louis Cardinals team right now. They are just in a massive funk. Got shut down by the Marlins starters all four games there at home. They strike out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching, canning 26% K rate, 36% ground ball rate. When you look at St. Louis, team total of 4.5, lefties 270, righties 296 off canning. And the Cardinals only have a 311 wOBA and a 158 ISO versus right-handed pitching. It's really, really bad. So Griffin Canning, I don't think he's got the ceiling that we're looking for, but he's very, very good for cash floor-wise against the Cardinals at $8,500. Now the play of the night, the mispriced play of the night, and if he gets hit around, so be it. But Aaron Nola at $8,000 is kind of a crime. I know this isn't the Aaron Nola of old. I get it. But Aaron Nola at home is very, very good. 3.5 ERA at home compared to 7.2 on the road. He's averaging over 17 DraftKings points per start at home. He's faced the Marlins once this year, 6 2/3. 7 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 15.6 points. And as of late, his recent home starts, 18.8 against Cincinnati, almost 30 against St. Louis, 34 against Colorado, a 17 and a 16 in there as well. So lots to like with Aaron Nola at $8,000 at home against the Miami Marlins offense. An offense that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Aaron Nola at $8,000 is a minus 210 home favorite. That's the second best favorite on the slate. And he's $8,000. He still has a 25% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. And when you look at Miami, they have the third lowest team total on the slate at 3.36. Lefties are at 315, righties 346 off Nola. It's been a weird year. But you look at Miami, a 287 wOBA and a 118 ISO versus right-handed pitching is dreadful. So a guy like Aaron Nola at $8,000, very good look in this matchup. If it's one of those, if he gets hit around, so be it. And last but not least, if you need to get weird, Martin Perez is $7,600. Not the Martin Perez we saw at the start of the season. Hiccups and mistakes have been made. He's faced KC once this year, got 17 points. I'd take that at this price tag. That was his last start out, actually. 6 2/3, 6 hits, 4 earned, 7 Ks for 16.8 DraftKings points. Other than that, it's been quite the roller coaster ride. He hasn't been the same as last four starts, but prior to that was outstanding. So maybe he started to figure it out last start, just didn't quite get there. We shall see. But Kansas City strikes out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Perez still has a 22% K rate and 46% ground ball rate, which helps a ton in that start against Kansas City. 7 strikeouts, 8 ground balls, only 4 fly balls. That helps a ton because it's going to be a very hitter-friendly environment in Kansas City tonight. They have a 4.75 team total, the same total as Cleveland. Lefties at 294, righties 291 off Perez. And when you look at the Royals, only a 296 wOBA. They're really bad versus lefties and a 150 ISO. Jorge Soler's been crushing lefties of late, even with Merrifield had a good one the other day. But as a whole, struggling a ton versus left-handed pitching. So 7 and 8K range. I got Nola 1, Leak 2, Canning 3, Martin Perez 4. Now, if you're looking to punt, it's an ugly, ugly punt night. You got Tanner Anderson of the Oakland A's at $6,700 at home against Tampa Bay. I really, really like Tampa Bay, but it's sketchy. In Seattle, 5 1/3, 2 earns, 3 Ks. Against Tampa Bay, 5 2/3, 2 earned, 5 Ks. He's got basically 11.6, 15.8 in his two starts. Doesn't have a ton to offer you, but at the same time, doesn't crush your team for $6,700. A couple more down below here. Very, very risky, of course, when you get down here. But you got Joe Musgrove at $5,500 at home against the San Diego Padres. He's faced San Diego once this year. 6 1/3, 4 hits, 3 earned, 4 Ks for 17.3. As a whole, it's ugly with him. -4.2, 2.3 within 24 against Atlanta. 7.7, -4.8, 17, 28. One of the biggest things with Joe Musgrove is lefties crush him. One of the good things about facing San Diego, not a lot of lefties. So that's a big plus in his favor. He's pitching at home. And San Diego strikes out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Another big plus there. Musgrove's K rate's down to 18.5 this year, but a 44% ground ball rate could help out a ton. It's risky, but $5,500 does have some upside here. The Padres have the fifth lowest team total at 4.15. Again, lefties are hitting 321, righties 309, and lefties are hitting them with power. That's the thing. They're getting to them and hitting them hard. But the Padres as a team only have 312 wOBA versus right-handed pitching. They do have a 189 ISO, which is nice, but the overall wOBA is not great, and the overall run total is something to look at for a $5,500 pitcher. And the last guy is Michael Waka, $5,000 at home against the Anaheim Angels. Waka's been bad this year. If this is a complete just $5,000 YOLO 1.6 at the Mets, 21-3, 10.1, minus 10.6, 0.5, 12.5. Total dart throw here with Michael Wacha. You're using the fact the Angels lose the designated hitter, which is huge. They're gonna play Pujols at home. It's a return of Pujols to St. Louis. You know, narrative streak there when we get to the bats. So you're gonna get that route there. But as a whole, it's not pretty with Wacha, but it's $5,000. Angels don't strike out a ton. Wacha 20% K rate, 46.5% ground ball rate. They can keep the ball in the park. He could have a decent night. The Angels have a 4.5 total, kind of middle of the pack. Lefty's 319, righty's 394 versus Wacha. And the Angels are red hot right now. So super, super risky. If you needed one, he's there. I'd rather not. All right, your punts. Musgrove 1, Tanner Anderson 2, Michael Wacha 3. Recapping your pitching real quick. 9K and above. Bauer, Boyd, Sale, Buehler. 7 and 8K range. Nola, Leak, Canning, Perez. And then down below, Musgrove, Anderson, and Wacha, Wacha, Wacha. All right, let's get to the bats on this 14-game slate. Lots of ways to go on this one. You got like James McCann and hitter-friendly Texas versus Dorado. You got Yasmani Grandal and the Brewers let everyone down yesterday. You got Sonny Gray tonight. You can look there. If you want to get contrarian, Robinson Chirinos versus the lefty James Paxton. Houston's offense is just dreadful right now. I didn't even mention Paxton. I should have mentioned him as a GPP play. I forgot to as I took my notes last night and then I looked this morning. Paxton's $8,100 against Houston. Paxton's been sketchy, to say the least. Houston beat him up the first time around. 4 innings, 5 earned, 5 Ks. But of late, 22.1 at Chicago with a minus 9.4, an 8.3, a 22. It's been really hiccupy with James Paxton. But in a GPP against a struggling Houston, I don't hate it. Just not one of my top plays. But Robinson Chirinos, on the other hand, contrarian play in that respect. All right, when you slide on down, though, at the catcher's position, you can look at the likes of a Roberto Perez, GPP only, versus Boyd at $3,900. But Brian McCann, $3,900. When we get to the sheets, the updated sheets over there at Fantasy Sports Degens, McCann's one of the top value bats on the slate, hitting really, really well of late. Strasburg's a beast. This will be a GPP only. But like McCann, you know, 0, 28, 24, 2, 0, 32. When McCann goes off, he goes big. $3,900. You got an Atlanta Braves team with a total of 4.2 against Strasburg. Lefties 267, righties 241, but the Braves are swinging some hot, hot sticks. And if it's warm and humid in Washington, it can be tough for Strasburg. But sliding on down, like a Jason Castro against Junis, $3,800. Very nice. The Twins will be popular again tonight. Let everybody down last night. I'll go back to their well over and over again as they have a 5.3 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 359, righties 351 versus Junis. And the Minnesota Twins, one of the best offenses in baseball, a 358 WOBA and a 258 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Very, very good stuff there from the Twins. Castro, a cheapie there. Farther down you go, though, like Elias Diaz, 3,400 versus Eric Lauer is very, very intriguing. Pittsburgh's team totals 4.35, lefties 317, righties 328 versus Lauer. Pittsburgh likely overlooked tonight versus Eric Lauer. Something to keep in mind there. 14-game slate. There's going to be a lot of quote-unquote overlooked players. Johnny Lucroy in against Wacha, 3,300. We mentioned how righties hit Wacha very, very well. So you go that route. Or Chance Sisko against Mike Leake. Leake does give up a lot of home runs when he was struggling early on. So Sisko at 3,300 versus Leake does have some serious upside for you there. And then after that, it's more of a just check the usual punts, the Maldonados. Tucker Barnhart's 3K versus Chase Anderson. Just kind of see what fits in your lineup builds. But like Chance Sisko, you know how I love him, $3,300. Does have some upside there versus Mike Leake. First base, you got Josh Bell at 52 versus Lauer. Bell switch hitting, really good play there. Will go overlooked on the slate as he usually does. Bell usually goes very overlooked. Been a little quiet of late, only averaging 9.6 per game. 4, 14, 9, 10, 18, 2, 21, 11. Yeah, that sucks. And he gets very low ownership, $5,200. But what you're going to want to do today, if you can, the Nationals versus Dallas Keuchel. The Nationals have a 4.8 team total. As a team, they have a 365 WOBA and a 210 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Keuchel is getting beat up by minor league ball clubs in his rehab. Keuchel doesn't pitch hard. He pitches to contact. This could be either he's going to just surprise the hell out of a lot of people, or this could be a bloodbath. We know Howie Kendricks loves facing left-handed pitching. He's $4,900 tonight. Really good play, first base, third base, optional for Kendrick. Again, if you're fading Steven Strasburg, which I think is a good contrarian angle, Freddie Freeman's only 4,900. Very good play there. I think the Dodgers against Ramon Marquez is another contrarian angle too. Like the Braves and the Dodgers, two really good contrarian looks there. The Doyers have a 4.3 team totals. Lefties are at 331, righties 314 off Marquez. And as a team, a 348 WOBA and a 209 ISO versus left-handed pitch, or right-handed pitching. Dodgers mash them. Max Muncy at 49 GPP only. At 49, I'd probably rather gamble with Freddie Freeman or Howie Kendrick, but that might lower Muncy's ownership even more. When you drop down farther, Jay Bruce went deep again last night. He's got Sandy Alcantara tonight at 4,700. Phillies have a 5.14 team total. Lefties 321, righties 333 off Alcantara. So a really good look there for Jay Bruce at 4,700. Reese Hoskins as well at 46 as he hits righties very, very well. Dropping down farther, CJ Cron, 4,400 for firm versus lefty, but if you're stacking, it's in play. We mentioned lefties versus Musgrove. Eric Hosmer at 44 is in play if you so choose to go. They're averaging almost 11 points in his last 10. 22, 0, 10, 8, 15, 18, 11, 9, 10 in his last 9. Very good stuff there with Hosmer at 44. Maybe a good cash game play. Or a Padres stack, which I don't really recommend tonight, but with Musgrove as bad as he's been, you can get weird. Dropping down farther, though, you look at it depends on which – do they use Cron or Walker in Arizona. That could be interesting to keep an eye on there. Joey Votto's only 4K versus Chase Anderson. That's got some appeal to it. Votto's 7 more points last night. He's been a pretty good cash game play, averaging 7 over his last 10. 7, 0, 12, 4, 13 in his last 4. Pretty decent cash game look there for Mr. Votto. You got Brandon Belt versus Clark at 4K. If you want to go there, the Giants are just so damn bad, but it's a good matchup. Again, Albert Pujols back in St. Louis, $3,900 GPP only, and if you're desperate. G-Man Choi at 39 versus Tanner Anderson is not bad. I think there's other options to try to avoid that ballpark, but low-owned play with some upside indeed. A few more. Chester Cuthbert, first base, third base eligible. If you want to save some cash, you want to target Martin Perez. Cuthbert, GPP only, but 3,600 does hit lefties okay. Rowdy Tellez against Chris Sale, I'll probably pass on that one. So other than that, check your lineups, but definitely a loaded position. Second base, you got Ketel Marte versus Jeff Samardzija. The D-backs have been quieter than you'd want them to be. Jeff Samardzija could fix that. D-backs 5.3 team total, lefties 336, righties 310 versus Samardzija. So Ketel Marte at 55 is worth a look. Whit Merrifield at 51 versus Martin Perez is very good. Whit second base outfield eligible, averaging over 13 in his last 10. So keep an eye on him. Yeah, Moustakas, always GPP relevant. Gleyber Torres went deep yesterday. Brandon Lau at 46 is interesting versus Tanner Anderson. You could go that direction. No, like, sure locked-in plays I like here at the second base position. But Kevin Newman likely leading off for the Pirates. He's averaging 10.1 in his last 10, 7, 15, and 13 in his last 3, coming from the right side of the place, leading off for the Pirates versus Eric Lauer. Definitely someone to keep an eye on there. Ozzie Albies in a GPP. Tommy La Stella leading off versus Waka. I can get behind that. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., I keep mentioning him in GPPs, especially versus lefties, with 24 more points last night, 24-2, 14-4, 25. It's Chris Sale. I get it. But if you want to be really contrarian, it's interesting. Very interesting. Rougned Odor versus Ronaldo Lopez at home for 4K is a very good GPP play. Boomer bust, but a good price point. Jose Altuve at 3,800. He was cheap yesterday. Got you 7 DraftKings points. Cheap again today in play versus Paxton for some savings. Johnny Villar at only 38. I like quite a bit as well. I'd probably take Villar. Better matchup than Altuve has, but both good plays at 38. Or you just go to $3,700. You go to the lefty masher, Brian Dozier versus Dallas Keuchel. Dozier, that is way too cheap. 14-23 in his last 2 games. A couple hiccups, then 10-13, 0-16. Dozier's been heating up a ton. Really likes his left-handed pitching. So $3,700, really good price point on that one. Other than that, you know, Luis Arias at $3,500. Chad Pender's Beaks is coming in at $3,500. You could go there. I'd rather probably go somewhere else. Joe Panic's cheap at $3,400. Not great, but he's cheap. That's about it for now. There's always going to be stuff I see when lineups come out and everything. That's what the chats are for, the FSD Slack chat, which is free, or join up at the Quant Edge. Get those member benefits over there at thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Third base, Rendon at 53 versus Keuchel is a smash spot. I love Rendon pretty much every day. Wrote him up again yesterday with 23 more points, averaging 12 over his last 10. The dude is good, really, really good. If you are going D-backs, Escobar at 52 is in play. Moustakas mentioned him. Yoan Moncada is back. He gets Gerardo in Texas. Moncada comes back and right away puts up a 15 spot. The dude is just mashing. He's 5K versus Gerardo. I like that quite a bit. It'll be super low owned. Great matchup, great ballpark. White Sox have the third highest team total at 5.4. Lefties 324. Righties 343. I didn't mention Jose Abreu. I probably should have because he's cheap. He's only 4,700. Cheap compared to what the upside standards are. So the White Sox could be a nice stack as well. After Moncada, Scott Kingery continues to get it done. $4,900. He had 10 points last night. Just a double-digit point machine. Like him at 4,900. Mentioned Howie Kendrick already. Bregman went deep yesterday. He's 47. In a good spot there was Paxton Machado heating up at 47. Two good spots there. Machado's a little better than Bregman's, but both good looks. So lots to like at third base. Tommy La Stella at 43, as we talked about before. If you go down cheaper, though, Colin Moran, it's lefty-lefty, but lefties can hit Lauer just fine. Then you get some bullpen action at 41. Eugenio Suarez in a GPP is in play as well. Matt Carpenter, only 39, not a bad value. I like Griffin Canning quite a bit, though, so don't go crazy there. Like Brian Anderson at 37, righties are hitting Nola well. If you're fading Nola, it's a discount. Otherwise, don't worry about it. Switch hitting Jose Ramirez at 35. You got Vladito at 34, both GPP-type plays. But, yeah, pretty interesting stuff there. Shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr., probably I just can't pay that price for him. Too inconsistent for me. But Trey Turner at 51, I like a ton. Really, really like that. You got Bregman again at 47, Machado again at 47. Both good plays there. Tim Anderson against Gerardo at 47. Good GPP play for sure. You got the switch hit Lindor, who hits lefties really well at 46. Not bad. But Jorge Polanco at 46. Told you how much I loved him yesterday. He goes deep. The dude's really good, and that's a heck of a discount against Jacob Junis. Jorge Polanco at 46. Really good play there at that price point. He's like 10th, 11th guy down the list. Lots to like in that matchup. You go down a little farther, you can go Didi at 38. His lefties hit Peacock very well, but Johnny Villar at 38 is a pretty solid play as well at that price point. Timmy Beckham loves his lefties. He's 34 versus Fry, but then they're bringing in a pitcher after that, so be careful, or before him, one of the two. B. Craw's only 31 versus Clark. That's a good punt play if you need it. And then our boy JT Riddle's only 2,900 versus Nola, the quick hits darling. He went deep yesterday for 19 DraftKings points. This is why we played him a lot last year as a punt. Lots of boomer bust, but when he booms, he booms. And he's cheap, $2,900 if you need a punt. Outfield, Christian Yelich at 59. Great play. Loved him yesterday. He went deep. Good play again tonight. Trout's always in play. But Belly Bombs versus Marquez is a really good contrarian play at 5,700. So is Blackman versus Buehler. I like Belly more, but both good contrarian plays there. Yeah, Marte. Nelly Cruz versus Junis at 52 is very, very nice. Whit Merrifield. Starling Marte at 51. Like that one quite a bit as well. Marte, 20 more points last night. Really, really playing good of late and gets overlooked a ton. The Pirates will be overlooked tonight. Not a must play, but GPP-wise, good contrarian action. Max Kepler down to 5K. Like that quite a bit. In that matchup, Brian Reynolds. It's a switch hit in 5K versus Lauer. 28 more points for Reynolds last night, averaging 10.1. over his last 10, so lots to like there with Brian Reynolds. I doubt Otani's in the lineup because no DH. You got Chu against Lopez at 5K. He's got some upside. Mentioned Kingery already. A few others to take a peek at. Eloy Jimenez in Texas at only 48. It's a very good price point. Oscar Mercado at 47 is not bad, but Jay Bruce at 47, very, very nice as well. Eddie Rosario at 46, a little bit of upside. Jorge Soler at only 45 versus Martin Perez. That's a good one. I mentioned Soler earlier. Been mashing lefties quite a bit. Juan Soto hits lefties just fine. He's only 45 versus Keuchel. Really good spot there. Calhoun against Lopez, 45. Not bad as well. Farther down we look. Bryce Harper led off last night. He's just can't get completely going. It's going to happen. He's 4,400 versus Alcantara. A great matchup to try to make it happen. David Peralta at 44. Good look there as well. David Dahl, good GPP play at 44. Don't hate that. Keep on sliding on down the 4K range. Nomar Mazara in a GPP at 43. Does have a little bit of upside there. Jordan Luplow. Boyd's a great, great pitcher. Luplow in a GPP is not horrible at 42 as he mashes left-handed pitching. Jesse Winker, if you're going GPP at 42, you can look that direction. Don't hate it at all. Like Framil Reyes, Will Myers are GPP only, of course. Crush Davis against Stanek and Beeks at 41, GPP only. Same with Mark Canha. Jock Jams in GPP at 41. A lot of good GPP plays in the outfield. Not a ton of good cash game plays. But you're going to have to put GPP in there if there's no cash. That's how it works. Below 4K, though, you got even more. Yastrzemski, $3,900, kind of a punt play versus Clark. I don't hate it because Clark's just not that good. Yastrzemski averaging 7 over his last 10, 23, and 14 as he's homered in back-to-back games. Going over to Arizona could help there. Nick Markakis, only 38 versus Strasburg, does have some upside for you in that matchup. Mentioned Brian Anderson already. If Josh Naylor cracks the Padres lineup, that's a lefty that can get to Musgrove at 37, so someone to keep in mind there. But tons of options. You'll like Beedy. Garlic's been swinging it for the Dodgers. You have Victor Robles, 3,600 versus Keuchel. That's a sneaky play. Robles has homered in back-to-back games. Very inconsistent season, but against a guy like Keuchel, very good stuff there. But yeah, lots of options down here. Again, hit up the Discord, the member Discord, or the Slack chat with your questions. Recapping your pitching, 9K and above, you got Bauer, Boyd, Sale, Buehler, 6K, 7 and 8K range, Nola, Leak, Canning, Perez. Down below, Musgrove, Anderson, Waka. When you stack it up on this big 14-game slate, Texas, great play versus Ronaldo Lopez. Lefties, 376. Righties, 368. Boston's intriguing, but White Sox against Girardot, 324. Lefties, 343. Righties. Go back to that Minnesota well against Junis. Arizona's interesting. Philly versus Alcantara could be a lot of fun. Yankees are just going to mash all season long now with this lineup. I love Washington versus Keuchel. You could look at a few other options. There's a ton on slates like this that you can make real, real interesting. But some of my top ones, Texas and Chicago, really good stuff there in that hitter-friendly ballpark. Love me some Minnesota versus Junis. You can get weird with Kansas City versus Martin Perez in that same matchup. Very, very hitter-friendly environment there. A couple others. The Nats are one of my favorites. And then, you know, Pittsburgh can be a little sneaky. Baltimore's leak can be a little sneaky. Should be some fun stuff there. Again, ask questions as the day goes on when lineups come out. Let's look at the BVP on this slate. Brian Dozier, 6 for 12 with a double and a homer off Dallas. Keuchel, shocker. Howie Kendrick, 8 for 21 with a double and a homer. Shocker. Eaton's hitting him well. Gomes hitting him well. They like some Dallas Keuchel. Freddie Freeman's hitting 340 off Strasburg. I told you I liked him at 49. 17 for 50. 5 doubles and 4 home runs. McCann, 7 for 23 with a double and a homer. Joyce, Swanson, Markakis have all taken them deep. As a team, the Braves hit 304 off Strasburg with a 382 woba and a 222 ISO. Not bad. Jose Altuve, 9 for 28 with a double and 2 homers off of Paxton. Mariznick, 6 for 19, 3 doubles off of Paxton. Interesting stuff there. Josh Bell, 4 for 9 with a double off of Lauer. Francisco Lindor, 9 for 22, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Matthew Boyd. Jose Ramirez taking him deep as well. Miggy Cabrera, 11 for 32, 2 doubles and a homer off Bauer. Randall Grichuk, 4 for 10 with a double and a homer off Chris Sale. Jonathan Lucroy, 5 for 11 with a double and a homer off Waka. Some interesting deals there. Lorenzo Cain, 5 for 9 with a double off Sonny Gray. Joey Votto, 5 for 16, 2 doubles off Chase Anderson. Philip Irvin, Jose Peraza, Dietrich, Suarez, Puig have all taken Anderson deep. Martin Maldonado, 7 for 12, 3 doubles off Martin Perez. Maldonado's always super cheap. Max Kepler, 6 for 15, double, triple, homer off Junis. Sano's taking him deep twice. Rosario, 4 for 14. Escobar, 4 for 14 with a double off Jeff Samardzija. You got Jock Peterson, 4 for 13, 2 doubles, 2 homers off of Marquez. Muncy's taking him deep twice. Kiki, Turner, Belly have all taken him deep as well. David Dahl, Mark Reynolds, Iannetta, Blackman have all taken Buehler deep. Johnny VR, 5 for 12 with a double off of Mike Leake. So lots of BVP to go off of, as you'd expect. Real quick, looking at the sheets over on Fantasy Sports Degens, free for all the guys over there. Your top valued pitchers, Mike Leake, Chris Sale, Trevor Bauer, Walker Buehler, Tanner Anderson, and Eric Lauer, and Griffin Canyon, and Matt Boyd all have a value over 2, which is what you're looking for. We look at projected points for pitchers, Chris Sale, Bauer, Buehler, Leake, Boyd, Canning, 18 points or more projected wise. This is kind of still a beginner's phase, but it gives us an idea of what's going on. When you're looking at projected value for bats, your top projected hitters, McCann, Kendrick, Josh Donaldson, surprisingly, Teoscar Hernandez, Brian Dozier, Victor Robles, Juan Soto. Lots of Nationals love there, as you can tell. Top projected points, Howie Kendrick, over almost 18 DraftKings points projected, which is big because the next guy's just less than 15, and Josh Donaldson, Brian McCann, Mike Trout, Danny Santana could be a nice discount. Ketel Marte, Juan Soto, Anthony Rendon, Freddie Freeman. So Braves and Nats, very popular according to the sheets. We'll keep an eye and see how those continue to do, but good stuff there from the boys, Mike Tuck and Dyer Work over at Fantasy Sports Degens. All right, hope everybody has a great weekend. Big 14-game slate tonight. I'll be around on Twitter at BDintric and in the chats. Just ask away any questions you have. I'll help where I can. Again, congrats to Pat Bain. Big win there. If you give a rating and review on iTunes, I appreciate it. New Bench with Bubba, episode 181, dropped yesterday with Craig Mish. Big interview there. Talked a lot of Miami Marlins, a lot of fantasy baseball. So go check that out, not just for the fantasy baseball guys, for all baseball fans. Really good info there with Craig Mish. But I hope everybody has a great weekend, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 21st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.